This show is made possible by the support of Natren, unique and powerful probiotics. N-A-T-R-E-N, Natren.com.
Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, Dr. Jeffrey Burke informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeff.
I want to welcome everybody to our premier show. This is the Power of Health show. Dr. Jeffrey Burke here. I'm a naturopath, a master herbalist, and I'm going to bring you the best in the industry, the top in the industry, because we want to make sure that we're not only bringing information, but we're bringing usable information. You know, the stuff that can change our lives, give us back our health, and help us maintain an amazing well-being that many of us have been missing for a long time. Two guests here today. My first guest, of course you've heard, Natasha Trenev. Natasha Trenev is a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics and the founder of America's probiotic industry. As a developmental scientist whose family has been commercially placing yogurt and other cultured foods for generations, Natasha has spent more than 40 years studying the health benefits connected to the consumption of beneficial bacteria. My second guest today is Joni Greggins, popular host of the Joni Greggins Show on KGO Radio for 25 years and the number one weekend health and fitness show. It's known for her long-running TV exercise show, Morning Stretch. Her 25 years plus of representing health and fitness in the media have made her one of the most trusted and respected sources of information today. And, little note on the side, she's the one that did say no to the Thighmaster. We'll have to talk about that as well. Help me welcome both of my wonderful guests today. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Jeffrey and Joni.
Hey, Joni, how are you today?
I'm just fine, Jeffrey. It's great to be on your show.
You know, I think we're going to do some amazing things on this show. I think we're going to bring not only great information, but the tools. So I thought we'd get right at it today. We're going to be talking about in the segment today about bacteria. Now, obviously, everybody knows what bacteria is. But I think today we're learning that these little bacteria, many of them so microscopic, they can't even be seen by the eye. Well, they're ruling the world. And people say, well, bacteria have been around a long time. Well, that's true. But why today do you think that bacteria are truly ruling the world? And, you know, why should we care, Natasha?
Well, because if we don't care, we don't know the problems that bacteria can cause if they're out of balance, especially inside the 27 feet of our GI tract. And because bacteria rule every aspect of our health, I think it behooves everyone to understand how diet, exercise, and the right probiotic supplementation can change that internal ecosystem to help us gain health and maintain health from birth to the time that we leave this plane of existence.
You know, the funny thing is, Natasha, is that, you know, people will say, well, we've always had these things around us for a long period of time, but we've upset the apple cart personally. We've changed everything from the environment to the quality of the food, even to the way that our bodies do its job anymore. So we are pretty much in charge of these negative things that have been created, and I think that's why we need to care.
Yes, we do. Let me give you some stats that, you know, why we can say that bacteria rule the world. We are 90% microbial content and only 10% human cells. So we are really a hybrid of bacteria and human cells. So these bacteria play an intricate role in every phase and aspect of our health. Now, if you were to equate that, those bacteria into a weight, it would be approximately 3.5 to 4 pounds of weight of bacteria. Hmm. And people think, oh, nothing upsets the bacterial ecology in my gut. Well, no, we know that external environmental pollution, chemicals, our diet, the lack of exercise, and the lack of getting the proper bacteria from your mother at birth has created a chronic state of illness in our country for the last, I would say, 40 to 50 years. And the real sad situation is that we're not getting better, we're getting worse. If you look at the statistics about how many children now have autism versus even 20 years ago, it used to be 1 in 20,000. Now we have 1 in 50. We have digestive issues. 80 million Americans can suffer from some kind of digestive disruption each and every day. And they pop pills to take care of this digestive disorder, not realizing that the bacteria that's found in our gut and moves through us in the numbers of trillions every day is really responsible for controlling the state of our health, how we think, mm-hmm. how we feel, how our immune system responds. This is something we have to get across to people, and they have to learn it's not just a simple solution to grab a magic pill to lose that weight, to make that, you know, gut better, but it's a combination of things.
You know, Joni, you work the whole body, the whole mind and body, and I've watched your show and I've watched your videos, and I see how you are looking always at the big picture. Have you seen the big picture, the state of health in general, from the inside out change, maybe in just the last few years?
I have, and it's distressing in a way, because there's a lot of misinformation out there, and the big thing, again, is the American diet, which is not getting better. It's getting worse. And trying to make people that I work with understand it really, when you hear you are what you eat, you really are. Because how, you know, a healthy gut, and we really haven't gotten into digestive health in your brain, but how it's all connected. And again, so what you put in your stomach, not only does it affect how you look and feel, but it does affect your mood as well. And, you know, you'll hear people say, oh, I always feel terrible after I eat that. Yes, but there's things that are going on. I mean, for example, if you have chronic stress, it can create a gut-to-brain cravings, not for good stuff, but for high-calorie foods. So, again, having healthy gut bacteria, I think, is the absolute key to good health and also positive mood and feeling like, again, exercising and doing those things. But it is. We are doing so many things that are assaulting the healthy gut. So, again, it's so important to get that healthy gut bacteria.
Well, you know, Natasha, I know, and you are so well known for saying this, you know, you use the slogan, the healthy trinity, diet and exercise and probiotics. And, you know, and learning about these bacteria, it is, like you say as well, it is the whole big picture. Is, you can't just focus on one aspect, and it isn't a quick fix. And sometimes we have to step up to the plate and realize that we have to take control of our health, and there isn't any quick fixes left.
No, there's no quick fixes, and that's why, you know, I'm here to tell you. I just want to tell you that, you know, 30 years ago when I told people that gut health is related to brain health, I had a couple of people threatening to turn me into the FDA, that I was making outrageous commentary that wasn't at all relevant. But here I am, you know, and now it's recognized that research institutions around the world, with the people who are most respected in their field, are saying that gut bacteria are wielding this very powerful influence of how our brain functions, whether our brain is going to be healthy as we age, how our immune system functions, whether or not we're going to be susceptible to, you know, autoimmune disease. And remember, autoimmune disease is a software programming error. In other words, these bacteria that we're ingesting every day, we drink water, and we consume food, depending on our diet and the amount of probiotics that we have in our diet, it, you know, stimulates the production of certain chemicals. And these chemicals can aggravate the immune system, causing the inflammatory cycle. And as we've been told countless times and again, inflammatory cycles are what causes the plaque to build up on our veins, and it's caused inflammation throughout our body.
You know, the interesting thing is, and I know we're laying the pathwork for many, many great shows that are upcoming. I want everyone to know that, you know, make sure you stay tuned. This is going to be a show that brings you great information. Make sure to check out Radio MD and check out the Power to Health page for all the information about the show. Of course, you can go to www.natron.com. I do want to thank my guests that are here with me for this segment today. Of course, Natasha Trenev, and of course, I want to thank Joni Greggins for being here with us. I hope that you'll tune in for the next show that we do. That show will be Learning How Our Gut is Connecting to the Outside World. A little bit more information. We want to make sure that this is really usable, understandable information, and we'll definitely do that on the next show. Thank you for tuning in to the Power Health Show. Dr. Jeffrey Burke here. We'll be back soon with another segment.